Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key.
Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Ramon Ray being back on the show. Boy, howdy, is he an important part of our brain trust. He's the author of the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, also Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He is the one of our top tech evangelists out there. He's smallbiztechnology.com is his website. He's a publisher of Smart Hustle Magazine. He's a droid, ladies and gentlemen. He never sleeps. And he's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I even mop floors and wash cars.
I know. You and Data, my Android heroes. Welcome back, Ramon. It's good to have you back. So we can't have an interview. We can't have a visit with you without some kind of technology. You're such a smart guy when it comes to technology. I always love hearing what you have to say about some of the new stuff. So what's new?
Yeah, I mean, thank you very much, Jim. It's always good to be on your show and share with your listeners. I think that it was just amazing yesterday, Jim, and for some people, this is not going to be new. But for our audience, if I can say our audience, since I'm in the brain trust, I think it to highlight the power of the mobile technology. And before people roll their eyes, I was just amazed, Jim, and I've been using tech for a long time, as you have. I'm on my phone. I got a contract via email, which I saw on my phone.
Yep.
I signed it, entered the field.
Yep.
All with an app. Now, it happened to be with DocuSign, but there's DocuSign, EchoSign, all kind of these tools. So I'm just amazed at how much we can do just with that 3-inch by 5-inch device, Jim.
Well, I tell people, it's in my book, I've been telling people this now for 4 years, not anything about your past was mobile, but your future will be dominated by mobile.
Yeah,
and that's what you're talking about. And you know, I don't read newspapers anymore. I read them in my phone.
Right, right. And I think it's amazing, Jim. It goes for two sides.
And by the way, you should have seen me 3-4 years ago, heading for the airport, getting on a plane with Wall Street Journals I haven't finished sticking out of my briefcase. Now I don't have that work anymore.
Right. Now, I must say, I still do have a stack of magazines. Don't laugh at me.
Well, I've got magazines. No, I don't read everything, but I still do magazines. But things that I'm going to read every day without fail, like a newspaper, that's on my phone. And I still haven't gotten comfortable reading books on my phone.
Yeah, I
know
try
a lot
that
of
now
people
and
who
then.
Do that. I'm not. I can do research.
Right.
Out of a book on my phone, like if I'm working on something. But, all right, what else do we need to know about it?
I think there's two sides to the equation, Jim. What I think is that for the small business owner that is serving customers, which all of us are in business, I think it's important that you ensure that you think about, do you have an app or do you need one? Is your website mobilized? Are you offering the tools and services for your customers? And on the other side of the equation, to that same small business owner, make sure you're maximizing your phone. So I think it's a double-edged sword. Those who need to provide mobile services, whether you're a small business or not, and those who are consuming it. That's what I'm finding.
Right. Well, you know, and I agree. And my position has been on this, Ramon, that I tell every small business owner, every small business obviously needs a website, but they also need a mobile site.
Right.
A small screen conforming site. First, because that, as you know, you can create one of those for a few $100.
Absolutely.
And most people don't need an app. Most people will never need an app.
Right. Correct.
Some will, but that, as you know, that could cost thousands.
Right, it can. But I do tell Jim more increasingly, at least think about it and say no. Because the more I'm using apps, which, and to your point, are by larger companies, I must say a lot of them have an edge on the basic website, depending on what I'm doing. If I'm doing reservations. And another thing, Jim, I'm not sure if you're following it, but I'm sure you are following it, augmented reality. Now, I'm not a Pokemon guy at all. I can't understand it. I don't have the time for it. But
well, you're too old.
Thank you, Jim. But talking to my friend Robert Scoble, I mean, he's from the opinion that at least that's another futuristic, as it were, thing, but that some businesses might want to consider.
Well, if you're a small business owner, that's augmented reality enough, isn't it?
I like that. But I think, you know, these things, Jim, it sounds like they're crazy and coming from Nintendo, a big company. But, boy, I think in the coming years there could be, I don't know where the technology will go, could be opportunity for small business owners, hotels, retailers, others who have physical presence, coffee shops, you know. And this is all to your point, which is in your book, which
well,
you've already written about.
There are plenty of things. When I say I don't think you need an app right now, I'm talking about right now. You know,
right.
I think every year that goes by, more and more people will have apps, and of course the price will come down. But to me, the baby step before an app is a mobile website.
Absolutely, and it's a must. You can't scroll left and right 4 miles. Nobody's going to want to do that.
So, folks, and if you – surely everyone's got a smartphone now. I can remember years ago I was encouraging small business owners to get smartphones. I was polling them, and they were saying only like 30% had a smartphone. Mm. You got to have a smartphone, folks, or you don't know what your customers expect from you. Ramon Ray and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.